right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Yay, Deontay's back.
Shannon, where you been?
No, it's where have you been?
Running behind children.
Did Jude end up having the flu last week?
No, he ended up not having anything.
Oh.
Which is good, but you just never know with kids. And now with the flu being rampant,
mm-hmm.
He coughed like for 2 hours before it was time to get up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, that's like one of the first signs. And, you know, kids in his class have been sick. Kids in the big kids class have been sick. So mm-hmm. I was like, I better keep him home just in case.
Nothing.
No, he just ran around all day and I got nothing done. So
that's what they do.
Back to school for him.
Oh my gosh. I went to pick Jake, my nephew, up a couple weeks ago and I have to get him dressed and stuff because grandma's got her hands full.
Mm-hmm.
And I pick him up and he's burning up. And
I
call Samantha. I'm like, something's not right. And so we get an appointment and sure enough, he's got flu A. And so he ended up staying with me Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, because the baby.
Yeah, because the baby in the first couple days you're super contagious.
Yeah.
And that could kill him. You know? So I learned firsthand what it is like to be a parent with a sick kid. It wasn't as terrible as I thought.
No, it's a lot of just laying around and cuddling, but it's
paranoia.
Just, yeah, it's hard to see them sick and you can't do anything to make them feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I hate it when my kids are sick.
Well, I lucked out because really the only symptom that he had was fever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was that person, you know,
checking
the temperature 95 times a day when it's not necessary.
I do that too.
And I mean, the doctor tells you the numbers don't mean anything. As long as he's able to function and he's coherent, yeah, then it's okay.
I know. But I do the same thing. I have two thermometers. I have one upstairs and one downstairs so that I don't have to, you know, depending on where the kid is. But mm-hmm. the one upstairs is in my nightstand.
Yeah.
And all night long, I'm like up every hour checking their temperature. And again, why? It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
They're still sick as sick.
Well, I borrowed Samantha, my sister's thermometer. It's one of those that you rub on their forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm convinced that I wasn't doing it right. So I would check his temperature at least 4 times every occasion and get the average. But I went ahead and ordered an infrared one
mm-hmm.
so that I can just hold it close to his forehead.
That's the one I have, the one where you hold it away and then it mm-hmm. gets closer and closer. That's the one I have.
Oh, you're supposed to move it?
Yeah. The one I have, you turn like the light turns green
mm-hmm.
and then you hold it like, I don't know, 10 inches from their head and then it gives a green light and then you just go forward and then hold it like right when you get in front of their head and then it pulls up the temperature.
Oh, well, I think maybe I've been doing it wrong. I've been practicing on myself.
Oh, yeah.
And my temperature's been all over the place. It'll be like 104 on one side of my head and 98.2 on the other. So I guess I've been doing it wrong. That's the hilarious truth. That is the truth. And that kind of got me to thinking I'm obsessed
mm-hmm.
with thermometers and temperature now. And I realized that that's just the tip of the iceberg on my obsessions.
Oh, God.
I have come to realize that I might need therapy just for my obsessions.
You're going to be spending a lot of time in therapy, Shannon.
I know. It's scary.
Can you make a career out of that?
I wish that I could, because I guarantee you I would be rich by now. I would be a professional therapy goer. I wanted to do this topic last week mm-hmm. when you weren't able to come in. And mm-hmm. so I've had plenty of time to think on things and actually write down the stuff that I'm completely obsessed with. And there's one thing that is going to make you say, you need to commit yourself. What are you doing?
I'm afraid.
It's
I am afraid.
I'm ashamed, but not so ashamed that I'm not going to tell you about it.
Okay.
Okay. So here's my list.
You starting off with the lower ones?
Yeah, we'll go. Okay. So I've been watching Scandal on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Never watched it before. I don't know what made me turn it on, but as soon as I did, I was hooked.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely hooked. And I'm still working on it. It's been a few weeks now. I'm still working on getting through everything they've got on Netflix. But I realized, I think it was last week, that I was obsessed with the show when I literally got a tear in my eye when Fitz and Olivia broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I texted my sister, very angry, very angry that she would allow this to happen in my life, that she didn't warn me, because she's been watching the show all along. And I don't understand. Why didn't she tell me? And is this going to stick? Do they stay broken up forever?
Well, you have to keep watching to find out.
Well, I'm trying to, but I don't have time. And then I find myself upset because I'm in season 6, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting panicked because I'm about to run out of episodes.
Oh.
What am I going to do after I run out of episodes of Scandal? And then, this is really pathetic, but a couple weeks ago, my phone was ringing. And I was at my sister's house, because that's where I live now. And she says, "You want me to get it?" I said, "No, just let it go to voicemail." Mm-hmm. I was over washing bottles or something. And then I realized that I looked up and I panicked because it might be President Fitzgerald Grant calling
you.
Yeah. Because in my mind, I'm now Olivia Pope's best friend. I swear to God, that was a real panicked thought that I had while I was washing bottles for my sister, was that President Grant might be calling me. I've got a problem.
Yeah.
I've got a legitimate obsessive problem with Scandal.
I can't believe you thought President Ghost was calling you.
And I almost said it out loud. I almost told my sister, "No, you better grab it in case it's the president." And then thank God.
You stopped yourself.
I stopped myself, because that would have been humiliating. And then I waited a few days and I told her, "Oh, by the way, thanks a lot. This crossed my mind, but I've got a problem."
Oh my gosh, I'm dying.
It wasn't the president. I think it was a bill collector or something.
Good to know.
Yeah. So I'm still waiting.
Okay. Let me know if it happens. If the imaginary fictional character calls you.
And now that I'm looking at my list of things I'm obsessed about, mm-hmm. it's all Scandal. I've been dreaming about Olivia Pope.
Okay.
I remember part of a dream where it's almost kind of like I was part of the Scandal episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of Olivia Pope's associates or something.
Right.
Trying to solve the mystery, mm-hmm. or whatever. Didn't end well.
I think I've had that dream. I've been a Scandal watcher from the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm invested. But not to that degree. I mean, I think I've had the dream because I watched it right before I went to bed,
mm-hmm.
but nothing that I remember. Just that I remember.
And in my mind,
somehow I was in it.
I have to separate myself. I have a really hard time separating reality from TV sometimes. I have to like stop and actually tell myself, "You're not really her friend. She's not going to call you. You're not one of her associates. And the president isn't real, number one." And if he was real, he's not going to be calling you, because you're not part of this. And then I get upset. So I think I would just rather live in my fantasy world where I'm part of Scandal.
That may be a safe place for you to stay.
Maybe so.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, I texted you about this and told you or asked you if there's anything that you find yourself obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to come up with anything?
Kind of. But what I've realized about me is I obsess about things in the short term.
Okay.
So I am really obsessed with one thing for, you know, six weeks.
Yeah.
And then I move on to something else.
Okay.
So I'm obsessed with bottle caps, the candy.
Hmm.
I eat them every day.
Really?
Yes. It's like, it's not even so much the flavor, but it's the texture. Hmm. Because if you suck them in your mouth, then they start to crumble.
I've never had that.
It's my favorite. And I buy bottle caps, like they come in a box and they sell them at Walmart for like a dollar.
Uh-huh.
And I buy boxes like 3 or 4 at a time.
Really?
And I keep one upstairs by my bed and one in my desk.
Oh my gosh.
Downstairs, and I have them all the time.
I couldn't even handle that.
I have them all the time. And then I go for periods where I'm like, okay, I need to wean myself off.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I don't have them. And I can go, you know, 3-4 weeks. But it's like I'm a junkie, because then I have them again and then I'm like, oh, and then it starts all over again. And then I'm buying 2 or 3 boxes at a time and I just always have them.
You know what? I find myself kind of along the same lines with the trolley. I think it's trolley gummy worms.
Oh, uh-huh.
The sour gummy worms.
Yeah.
And honestly, I really only love the blue and red ones. Mm-hmm. But then I'll pick all of those out, and then I'll have all these orange and green ones. And
what do you do with those?
And then I have to eat those too, because I feel like they're going to be sad or left out or something. And then I've eaten the whole dang bag of candy in like a week or something, and I feel horrible about myself.
Oh.
But I love them.
Yeah.
Just the red and blue ones.
That's kind of how I feel about the bottle caps.
I'm going to have to try those. I've never actually had
they're
a bottle cap.
They're my favorite. The cola and the root beer are my favorite.
Ew.
The brown ones.
That sounds awful.
But they crumble in your mouth. They kind of melt. Oh, so good.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
I'll give it a try.
The other thing I'm obsessed with, but because I'm not wealthy,
mm-hmm.
I have to keep my obsession with in check.
Mm-hmm.
Uggs.
Oh, the boots?
Yes.
Are you one that wears them in the summertime and
no,
all
I don't,
the time?
No, I don't wear them in the summer, but if it's 50, 60 degrees, mm-hmm. I'll wear them. Like, even almost into the 70s, I'll wear them with shorts.
Okay.
I love them. And the whole thing that started it was I found a purple pair.
Hmm.
And this was like, I don't know, eight or nine years ago. Found a purple pair on eBay. I bought them and I fell in love with them because they're so comfy and they're so warm.
Yeah.
And since then, I've bought 5 more pairs. I bought a pair of silver sequin ones.
Okay, wait. I've never had a pair of Uggs.
Mm-hmm.
How much do they cost per pair on average?
About $150.
What?
Yeah.
What?
But I wear them every day. So I don't feel bad about the cost because literally I wear them every day of the winter.
Huh.
So I bought the sequin pair, mm-hmm. the silver sequin ones. And then I had to replace the silver sequin ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought, they had a white iridescent sequin ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought those.
I'm going to pretend to know what white iridescent is.
It's like the sparkly shimmery kind.
Oh,
They did a wedding line.
Uh-huh.
And so I got those on sale though, because they were normally like $225 and I got them on sale for $175 or $150.
That's still a lot of money for sparkly shoes.
I know, but they're so comfortable. I love them.
Okay.
I love them.
Well, as long as you can keep it in check and not go too crazy overboard.
Yeah.
I guess as long as your husband's good with it.
Well, he bought me a pair for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardi ones, they're like that knitted sweater material
uh-huh.
that fold down with the buttons.
Uh-huh.
But I want another pair.
Oh.
So I'm thinking maybe a pink pair.
Okay.
Like bright pink, but I'm trying to hold off.
See, if I was to come to your house, I would not try and steal any of your shoes because I'm not putting sequin anything on my feet.
Oh, you're missing out, Shannon.
I'm not that person.
You are missing out.
Okay. Wow. I hate to trump that Uggs obsession that you've got.
What's next on your list,
but
Shannon?
Do I have a story for you?
Okay.
This is the one that is going to make you say, oh my gosh. Who are you? Okay.
I'm feeling like I need to move closer to the door.
No, you're safe. I promise. Okay. So back in 2013, when I was spending a lot of time in bed because mm-hmm. I had had surgery and was at my parents' house and couldn't really do much.
Mm-hmm.
I set up a extra Facebook account.
Okay.
Okay. One that doesn't have my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
One that I could use to stalk people that I wasn't friends with,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they've blocked me for whatever reason. And I never got rid of it. But I also hadn't used it.
Mm-hmm.
Between 2013 and not too long ago, I had not used it, and okay. I actually had to recover my password. So mm-hmm. I have not been stalking people on the regular. Okay, so, wow, where to begin with this? So I had been dating somebody
mm-hmm.
for a few years, and we broke up in October of 2016.
Okay.
Okay. And at the end of this relationship, I was fairly certain that this person had been cheating on me,
mm-hmm.
cheated way down.
Mm-hmm.
When I confronted them about it, of course, they denied it,
right.
said, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe... I think literally the day after I moved out, they had their work Halloween party,
mm-hmm.
and she posted pictures hugged up to this guy
yeah.
that I had been thinking she was hanging out with, okay? So whatever. I'm like, okay, maybe they're just being friendly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then a few months later, I use my secret Facebook page because she blocked me to log on. And I see that he is on her profile picture with her. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm right. I figure if maybe they weren't cheating before, but they've gotten together since.
Okay.
And so every now and then I go and stalk around to see what I can find. Mm-hmm. And recently, this person posted a picture with a baby in their arms.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, well, I know that the sister had been trying to get pregnant, so maybe it's a niece or a nephew. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So come to find out, I do some more stalking. Come to find out, it's my ex's baby.
Okay.
Okay. Can't tell how old the baby is. Mm-hmm. And this, it was posted this month, I think. Maybe the end of last month, this month. Okay, so it's, you know, can't tell how old the baby is. So.
Right.
Baby has a birth defect requires surgery. A lip.
Oh.
Cleft lip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I, again, not knowing how old the baby is, I started Googling to see if I could get copies of birth certificates.
Oh, my God.
Just so I can see when the baby was born. Okay?
Because this is information you need to know.
I don't need it. I just want to know that I was right. Okay.
Well, you know you're right.
Okay, but hold on. Just listen to my story, God.
Okay.
Okay, so when I can't find the birth certificate, because apparently you have to be somehow attached.
You mean they don't just give out birth information to
they
complete
don't.
Strangers?
No, they don't. You have to be either the person or you have to be an immediate family member of the person, and I'm neither. So I couldn't legally get a birth certificate. So then I Google, how old does a baby have to be to have cleft lip surgery? And it says between 9 and 12 months mm-hmm. is typically when they do it, okay?
Okay.
So I start doing them. I get my phone out, look at my calendar, start doing the math. So if the baby is 9 months old now and 9 months of pregnancy, mm-hmm. that's 18 months, right?
Right.
We have been split for a year and October, November, December, 3 months.
Wow.
Which means that not only was my ex cheating, but apparently my ex was pregnant when we broke up.
Wow. Here's the only thing about that. Because she had kids before, right?
Yes.
If she was 5 months pregnant when you guys broke up, you would have known.
Okay, maybe my math is a little bit off.
She would have been showing by month three.
I honestly do not know because things were so weird mm-hmm. and there was so much distance mm-hmm. that could have been I have no idea.
Yeah.
I truly have no idea and that I'm ashamed of it. But at the same time, I feel redeemed because I was right. All of this just to be able to walk away and say I was right.
Just for your own personal satisfaction.
For my own personal, I don't have it. I don't care what comes of their life. I don't care. I just wanted to know that I was right. And I tried to buy a birth certificate. I continued with my fake Facebook account. And I've been stalking regularly just to find out and confirm that I was right. So my obsession has been.
So how do you feel now, Shannon, now that you know you were right?
I feel great. I've been smiling because I just figured it out today.
Oh, my gosh.
Or last night. Last night is when I figured it out. And I was like, I'm right. So this morning, the first text that I sent to my sister, hey, guess what I figured out?
I'm right.
I was right. There is something to be said for being right, okay?
There is something to be said for being right. There's also something to be said for stalking someone.
Okay.
So that you can say you're right.
In all fairness, mm-hmm. I'm not as crazy as I could be.
Okay.
Because I'm currently teaching at the pool.
Okay.
That's maybe 2 miles from their house. Mm-hmm. I could easily go and sit outside of their house or go and peek in their windows or something. I haven't done that. I've just been stalking online.
Oh, my gosh.
I have not gone anywhere near that house. I've gone no further into their city than the Hobby Lobby.
Do I need to set up a legal fund for you
just in case? No. Honestly, now that I have confirmed through my stalking that I was right, I'm good. I'm not upset. I'm truly not upset. I'm not, like, I don't have any emotional attachment to the situation. Mm-hmm. I'm just so glad that I was right. I am so happy that now I know I was lied to and I was right when I said this is what's really happening and it was denied. I was right.
I didn't think that there was anybody in the world who enjoyed being right more than Kelly Raspberry, but I was wrong about that.
Really?
Wrong. I was wrong.
I'm better at being right than Kelly.
I think that you are.
Finally something. So now you know.
I'm a little worried.
No need to be worried.
I mean, that's a little, it's a bigger obsession than bottle caps.
Maybe a little bit. I'll talk to my friend Olivia Pope about it and see what she says.
Yeah, let me know.
All right, don't look at me that way.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too.
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.